This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A bill to set aside money for Colorado safety net health care providers cleared its first committee vote at the state capitol Thursday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Backers have been working to try and find a funding source to support health care providers to rural and low-income Coloradans. Democratic Senator Kyle Mollica is one of the main sponsors. He says places in the Arkansas Valley are already starting to lose access to things like OBGYN care.
And these folks who rely on this care from these safety net providers are the most vulnerable people that we're trying to take care of in Colorado. If they can't get care from these folks, then they're not going to get care anywhere, and they're going to end up in the hospitals.
The proposal would use interest earned by the state's unclaimed property fund account to help shore up services. A top Republican budget committee member is another main sponsor. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill to increase protections for school libraries and librarians is close to becoming law. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The bill creates a standard process to evaluate a book's inclusion or removal from a library. It requires school districts to draft formal policies on when books can be removed and lays out steps to challenge them. Library staff can't be fired or punished for choosing a book or refusing to remove it without a review. It also says only parents of children in the school can request a book be removed. The bill came out after a wave of attempts to ban books on school library shelves. The bill has cleared both chambers and may soon go to the governor for his signature. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Governor Polis has vetoed a bill that opponents said would have hurt public access to open records. The measure would have given governments more time to respond to records requests from the public while exempting journalists from the delays. In a letter explaining his veto, Polis wrote that he supports more transparency, not less. He also says certain groups should not get preferential treatment on records requests. The legislature passed the bill with bipartisan support. It now goes back to lawmakers, who will decide whether to try to override the governor's veto. This is CPR News.